May the Lord bless you with his hope and his peace in these turbulent times. And may he give you a spirit of intercession and prayer for those who are suffering and dying. But last night I had gotten quite an ear and an eyeful of what was going on in the Middle East. Jerusalem being bombed, Tel Aviv being bombed, and Gaza Strip was going back and forth and back and forth. And I came into prayer really wondering, what does the Lord have to say? And I said, here I am, Lord. The world is changing so rapidly. Things are happening so quickly all over the globe. For instance, I'm thinking of Africa. School children have been gathered together, 50 of them, and murdered. And there are mass murders going on all over the world. It's a sign to me that the black hats are absolutely desperate to create every kind of unstable situation they can create, to throw as much confusion into the world as they can, to make it difficult for this transition with our nation. But the military and President Trump are no fools, and they are moving forward with these changes. But there's great desperation in the evil ones' camps, and they're doing these things. They're fomenting these things all over the world deliberately to draw away from what's about to happen to them. So, going back to what I said, the world is changing so rapidly. Things are happening so quickly all over the globe. Lord, how do you cope with that? I know it's a silly question, but how do you cope with that? I had another question for him, too. There was a question of maybe us taking a trip somewhere, and I'd been stressing over that, and I asked him, Lord, was I supposed to go to Texas? He answered me right away. He said, let me answer your first question. Beloved, you are beginning to see all that I must handle around the world, but you are only seeing the outside circumstances from a distance. I am right up close beside the soul who must go through the fire of seeing their loved one cut to pieces and dying. What's going on in Africa? The crimes are heinous. Heinous means hateful or shockingly evil, just like the one who perpetrates them, meaning the devil. Yet I mercifully come down and scoop up the innocent into my arms and comfort them, bringing them to paradise in most cases. It is tragic. Yet because I am infinite, I have the infinite capacity to handle even the tiniest details of such situations and their long-term repercussions. Right now, I am hoping you've gotten enough of the world from all the news you watch. I do appreciate your heartfelt prayers and sighs. Yeah, I mean, I would be seeing what was going on and I just have a deep groan. A very deep groan and a sigh because of what was going on. I didn't form a prayer on my lips, but what I was feeling inside, I was crying out to the Lord for these people. And he said, I do appreciate your heartfelt prayers and sighs. Even a sigh on behalf of those in traumatized situations, even that sigh carries like incense up to my Father in heaven. You may pray this way. It is effective. Do not think that when you look upon their plight and recoil in horror or compassion, that it's not counted as a prayer, because it is just as surely as if you had crafted a prayer and offered it. The sigh and pain in your heart carry much weight with me. Do you remember the scene in the movie The Chosen series, The Wedding at Cana, when the woman playing my mother looked with such concern in her eyes because the bride and groom had run out of wine? Did she craft an elaborate prayer to me, or did she just look up into my face with a deep concern I could not turn down? Yes, that's what I mean. Your sighs and exclamations do count as prayers, especially following it up with tongues. It will be even more complete. Now, about your question. No, you are not supposed to go to Texas. We've got it right. You are to pray and get everyone praying. And what he wants us to do is intercede for the president. This is a most extraordinary, he continued, and delicate time for your nation. Many things are about to change, and the enemy takes advantage of change to sow confusion and fear. Bind the fear and confusion and release roadblocks, snafus, complications, interventions, discovery, and exposure. This is only fair considering what they have done to your nation at every turn. They have this coming. What he's talking about is to pray for the president and for our nation, but also pray that what they've got planned and what they're going to try and do will backfire on them, or that they won't be able to carry it out. So he wants us to pray for roadblocks, you know, equipment that fails and unusual circumstances that cause a wait. I asked him, I said, well, I don't understand, because you gave me a card that said, take nothing for the journey. I'm sending you out and declare the sins you see boldly. What was that all about? Because there was a mission that we thought we were supposed to go to. You'll see soon enough. More time in prayer and silence, beloved. You've been moved out of your strengthening place by the curiosities of what is happening around the world. I know it is tempting, I know it's exciting, but you will do better the less you engage your curiosity. Although I am not saying you should abstain altogether, just be very restrictive and don't allow yourself to be sucked in and go from one source to the next and the next, etc. Many things are in the works to destabilize your country, even more than the changes will cause. So pray for the stability and soundness of mind of the people. This is a war that will be won by prayer, as well as the brave tactical actions of your President Trump. All of you beloved heart dwellers, pray sincerely. This is Jesus again speaking. And from the heart for all these events around the world. The black hats are trying to throw the world into devastating confusion and war on as many fronts as they can. You are correct in wanting to get Nigerians to pray the rosary. Her motherly love will swing into action. So as an aside, I just want to say on that note, if any of you are from Nigeria or nearby, please, please ask the Virgin Mary to pray for you. She hears your prayers through the Holy Spirit, her spouse. And over again, wars have been won because everyone got together and prayed the rosary. Good revolutions have been supported and succeeded because of her prayers. And bad revolutions and genocides have been stopped because of her prayers. So please, get a rosary group together in Nigeria and pass the word on as many as you can, and any place in Africa where the terrible things are going on. Jesus continued, when you petition her, you are asking the most powerful creature, an advocate in heaven, to take up your cause. Do you realize how difficult it is for me to turn down her requests? It is nearly impossible, because she has my heart and does not ask out of turn. She asks in accord with my divine will, with heartfelt compassion. What she suffered from my incarnation has hardly been told. It was so much more than what the prophets have written. And of course, the final sacrifice of seeing my martyrdom literally tore her heart within her body. You do not know the half of it, but someday you will. I am telling you this because it's another reason why my heart is so inclined to hear her petitions and bring joy and relief to her heart, which was broken on this earth for your sakes. She especially hates the murder of innocents. What I want you to take away from this message is to pray for diversions and delays to plague the black hats so they will fail with their evil schemes. And particularly the dates to watch out for are the first, the 22nd, and the 23rd. Those are times to really increase your prayers because that's a very busy time for Satanists. Beloved heart dwellers, may I count on you to pray for these things? Truly, you have done so very well in the past, and we have made great headway, but this isn't over yet, and their desire is to kill your President Trump. So I ask you to cover him and his family with your prayers, and pray for diversions, distractions, and innumerable delays to plague the black hats. You will do much for your country if you do this. I love you all very dearly and count very much on your faithfulness. Ask of me the strength and wisdom to pray effectively, especially pray in tongues. This you can do anytime. Allow my Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, to use your tongues to petition heaven with the most powerful and on-point petitions. Go now in peace and know that I am by your side, prompting you many times to pray, strengthening you in difficult situations, and continually giving you hope. Call on me, lean on me. I am here for you.